We end up with Vavamid Aleph. Let us quickly review the Mishnah and the Beraisa. The Mishnah says, Bechir Shanofa Leboer, Ab Yehuda Oymer, Yehid Mumche, Vigire, Im Yeshvay Mum, Im Yale Vigishreit. If there's a Mum, it's Yale Vigishreit. And Rashi said, Pshat Al-Kolchot, Ab Yehuda Mukze Islai, Abhuda holds of the din of Mukse, Bumum Hanoifo by Beyontef Loishari, the La Daike Ilave Meyesma, if there was God a moon in Yontef, would be also according to Abhuda. So here Abhuda says, Yesh by Mum Yala Vishre, so why isn't it Mukse? Well, he come out, Bachir Baal Mum, Shalai Hero Lechochami Ba'oi Yoin Lahatirai. The Chayin already had a mum erev yom, but one cannot paskin, need a mumche, or Shloish b'nei Knesset that can paskin on a mum, and it was not shown to a mumche erev yom, so it's not mukta, the nochol abir b'yom, yereg mumche v'yire mum shahoye boy esmel, we inspect the mum that was there from erev yom, the mum kabuahu yale v'yishchayt, Bishum the Muktzeleke, the Miyasmo Daike Yalati. That means, Erev Yontef, he knew there was a Mum. If the Mum is Mato, the sheet of the Bukhaya that he didn't know, but it's Daike Yalati, there's a potential that he might get a Chochom to be Mato in Yontef. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the Mumcha will tell us that this Mum that was Erev Yontef, the mum that was that of Yonta was a mum kavua, so the mele, so then you're allowed to shatter. Rab Shimon Oymar, kol shein mumay nikar mi ba'oy yoyim, ein zelim hamukha. Let's just see Rashi and Rab Shimon. Ein zelim hamukha. If lav mishum mukta or salah, he's not asking it as mukta, but less lay mukta. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of mukta. Alo lefi shem matirei biyontev nireke misaknoi. Since the mumche is matir the mum in yontev nireke misaknoi. Ve'havolei kidom din the gosa bei mishem shmus. Vavikomei taros ve'heter ve'enei mukhan lehikosha. So we had explained yesterday from the Bichas Avraham, that Emerson, Rav Shimon is telling us two halachas. Halacha number one is that if there was no psak, Erev Yontef on the mum, so one was not permitted to paskin on the mum in Yontef. He said that the paskin on the mum is not, doesn't have the dinim of Issa Behetha, there's a Merodike, the very interesting halachas on who can paskin on the mum. One needs Nutilus Rishus from the Nosi, Be'eretz Yisrael, a Baldova, not permitted to paskin on the mum. So we see that paskining on a mum does not have the normal Gedorim and guidelines of Issa V'Hetra. So Rav Shimon holds that a mumche is not allowed to paskin on a mum in Yontif. It's Kedom Esadim. So there's an Issa Levakia mum in Yontif. That's tzad number, that's a lot alo. And then Rav Shimon is Moise, so since we have here a behemoth, which there was, it is also, which without a hayro, is also to eat, because it's a b'chayr, and without a hayro, there is a teiras mum, it's also to eat. And one is not permitted to paskin the shayla. So if one did paskin the shayla, so it's considered like a masakin already. That means we're taking a behemah which alpi aloche is unedible in Yontif because not allowed to paskin on it, and he did paskin, so the heter is not chal. So that's the two aloches. The chafila one is not permitted to paskin on it because it's like don din, which is also in Yontif, and since it's also to paskin on it, so if he did paskin, the heter isn't chal, so ain't zeh min hamucha. So it's not mucham lehi kosher. It doesn't become kosher through the ayva. So we have here a double machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is permitted, a mumche is permitted to paskin on mumei b'choyer in yonte, and if he paskins, it becomes mutter. And Rabbi Shimon holds it's also to paskin because it's like donas adin, and the psak is not matter the b'choyer b'achile. Because it's not matter the prayer ba'achila, because it's like kemesak. And then Rashi also said that in mukze there's no mukze de kishayil over here. So therefore Rashi explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is speaking about that there was a mum already erev yontif without a hayro on this mum. So it's not mukze because he knew potentially he might get a Talmud Chochem to pass the night of the Yontif. So it's l'asik da'itim in there. According to Rav Shimon, there's also no iser of mukze, but the iser is because since ein roin es amumen, so it's a mesak. And the Gemara says, b'may kamiflegi, inayim b'roin mumen kamiflegi, Rav Yudu saw b'roin mumen b'yontif, Rav Shimon saw ein roin mumen b'yontif, kamiflegi b'roin mumen da'almen. So why does it mention Bechir Shanofa? So that was a sugya we learned yesterday. But Al Kaponim, that is Zichya de Machloikis, if Royim Esamumim Biyom. Now let us jump to the Beraisa, which we also had learned yesterday. Tana Rabbana, Bechir Tam Shanofa Leboich. The Bechir Tam was Nofa Leboich. Now this Bechir, now here we're speaking about that it didn't have a mum, erev yontif. It was a bechir tam shenofa lebeir in yontif. Rabbi Yehuda oim, anasi oimer, yereg mumche v'yirev, and yesh boi mum, yala v'yishchot. So, let us say the Baal Bom Pshat in Rashi, that Rabbi Yehuda anasi, which is not Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, was Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Rabbi Yehuda anasi does not hold of mukze. So Memele, even though the mum was noilad, never asked by him in that. You know, it's possible that the Abukher can get a mum. So Memele was daite yelave. So Rabbi Yehuda holds all kulas. He doesn't hold mukze, and he holds roines amumim. So Memele, yered mumche v'yire, and yesh by mum yale v'yishchoy, v'imlaav v'yishchoy. This is where we were up to yesterday. Omar loy Rav Shimon ben Menasseh. So Rav Shimon ben Menasseh told Rebbe, he says, this is not a poshut to think what you're saying, that loyin es hamumin. Harei omru, the previous doyres, this is a machlokes of doyli tanloim of Rav Shimon, and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon, which was the Rebbe of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Ain't roya mumim beyond it. You're not allowed to be roya mum. So what are you telling me? Just like a psyeged mumche beyire. Ain't roya mumim beyond it. And Rabbi Shimon Menasseh said over, there's chilukei dinim. There are chilukei dinim in the din of ain't roya mumim beyond it. Sometimes there's only an isel to be roya samum. Medieved, if it was roya samum, medieved, the heter is chal. And sometimes that is also not called keita. Noiled by mum me'erev yontif. If there was a mum noiled be'erev yontif, but a chochem did not look at this mum erev yontif, ein mevakrin oisai beyontif. So in yontif, you're not allowed, mumche is not permitted to be mevakrin the mum. Noilet by mum beyontif. What is if you had a bechir tam? Noilet by mum beyontif. Rabbi Shimon Oimar, ein ze min hamucha. Here the din is not ein mevakin, you're not allowed to look at it. No, afulu you look at it, and the mumche will paskin that it's a mum, it's also you're not permitted to eat it. Let us see Rashi, on these first two halachos. Omar loy Rav Shimon ben Menasseh harei omru Rabbi Seinu doyresh shelofoneinu ein royin mumin, that you're not permitted to be mevakeh mumin minyonte. Rab Shimon ben Yochai mi doire shelifnayim hoya. That used on the previous doire. The Rebbe Talmidei hoya kedama mesachas eichim, mesachas Shabbos, oma Rebbe kshiyinu loingdem teire eitzel Rab Shimon betakua, oyinu malin loy shemen. So Rebbe was a Talmud of Rab Shimon ben Yochai. The koma lay Rab Shimon ben Menashe le Rebbe. So Rab Shimon Menashe told Rebbe, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Yehuda, and Ebenezer Lachuma. How could you pass him with such a brave guy that a bocher tam shelofo lober yered mumche and the yirev yesh b'mum yalo b'yishchei. Noyled by mum erev yonte, Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe meforish milse the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He explains pshat Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Where he comes. One is not permitted to be roi mumin. Keitzah. Noiled boi mum me erev yontif. If there was a mum noiled me erev yontif, ein mevakrim oisei lechatchila. You're not allowed to be mevakir the mum. Avol im ovar ubikhoi. What happens if he was mevakir the mum? Did a nisa. Donas adin did a nisa. Shechtoi. So you love to shechtoi. Sherei einoi misakein kolkach. But Rashi in the Mishnah had said the reason that Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds that it's einoi min hamuchon. Einoi min hamuchon, that means that the tikkun, that since it's nirikim misakein, so they also the tikkun, they said that the tikkun is nchal, but it doesn't become mutal ishoit. If the mum was in existence erev yontev, and he was mevaker in yontev, shrei einoi mesakin kolkach. That's not b'diyevet. They didn't aser shchitas habchoyer, because he's not a ganze mesaker. Shekori hoyo bein hashmoshes liyos mesuket. That means bein hashmoshes. It was roi to be mesuket. Shloi hoya mechusa elo rias chacham. That means if bein hashmoshes a chacham would have looked at it. So memele it would have been muta. So that's the mir pshat and Rashi is. We'll see a Rashi later that differentiates if the mum was noiled erev yontev or yontev. But that's the mir pshat and Rashi is that bein hashmoshes of yontev. I mean the trilus knisus hayoyim. I think Rashi holds that then there's no iser of donas adin. It's a shvus and luchayda b'achin that's pshat and Rashi. Shekorev hoye bein hashmoshes liyis mesukin shloi hoye mechusar alariyas chochem. That the bein hashmoshes, if we'll assume like this, then I'll understand Rashi a little bit. That the whole reason why it's not called mesukin is as follows: because you have a b'chayr that it's also levakri. So memele, so this. Theoretically, this is oimed liyos also. So now, so a person is mevakerit, so it's called, he's a mesaker. He's mesaker something that means the b'chayr has on itself a label of eine roi lachila. And by being mevakerit and saying it's a mum, so you're called a mesaker. Now, bein hashmoshes, if we'll assume that the bein hashmoshes, since it's a shvus, we'll assume that Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds that a shvus is muta bein hashmoshes. So bein hashmoshes, which is the trilas knisus hayoyim, it's called the gozroi liyis mesukin. You can look at it bein hashmoshes. It had the mum, was only mechusa riye, and so memele it's called bein hashmoshes which if a chacham which is then permitted to look at it, and if he looked at it, he would have said that it's a mum. So it's kovev liyos mesukim. So it's cool that this is a behem ben hashmoshes, which is loy lachila, because if you get a chacham, and he's permitted to be matar it. So even though it became laila, and now a chacham is not permitted to look at it, but it's not called already that you're being misaken something that didn't have a tikkun until now. Because misaken is only called if it was any misukin until now I'm called a misaken. But if already it had it was considered misukin bein hashmoshes. Was considered misukin bein hashmoshes. Because Betchilas Knisim is considered Mesukin already, because it's Kolibli is Mesukin, because it's Chozi Levakroi Bein Hashmoshes. So Memele, so even though later there's an Issa to be Mevaka, it's not called I'm a Mesakin. So Memele, no, later it's also to be Mevaka, because it's Yontif, so it's like Donas Adin. But to say that the Ebed, the Tikkun should not be Chal, because I'm called a Mesakin, I'm Mesakin Adobo Shoho Yekorev Liyos Mesukin. So that is why it is Zomi Adin Lechatchila Ein Mevakin Oisei Beyonte. Noiled Boi Mum Beyonte. Now, what is if the mum was noiled by yontev? Now, so till yontev, it was mamish also. It's a bechir, not a balmum. There's no base amigdish. It's also bechila. Finish. Then in yontev, it got a mum. No, it's a got a mum in yontev. You're not allowed to be mevaker a mum in yontev according to Rav Shimon. So it's vital not mesukin. So never was roi lachila. So now a chacham will come. Now a chacham will come and be mevakeret, a mum will come and be mevakeret. So lemaise that besides being over an iso, that's considered he was mesaken in yontev. Vemnoiled by mum be yontev bezu oyer Rav Shimon yechoy oimer ein zemin hamucha vaafilu over obikroy lo yishroy shehu kimesakna legami. That's called he was mesaken. Till now it was not roi lachile, so memele, so this, and it's not oimet to become roi lachile, because you're not allowed to be mevaker esamun, so that's called, he was mesaken adobo shloi hoyo mesuke. Vishavim. Now let's go weiter in the memre that Rabbi Shimon ben Asi is saying over. Vishavim, but, even though Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi held Yisraelik and Rabbi Yehuda, he holds, Ein Reines a Mumen Beyonte, Vishobin, Shim Noilat Hu Umumay Imoy. But what happens if a Bechir was Noilat in Yonte, and it was Noilat with a Mum, so that means, Bishas Leidosi, it was already Roi Lachila, Shezeh Min Hamucham. But then it's Min Hamucham, Shezeh Min Hamucham. So what does Rashi say? Vishobin. Avo bezu hoyu moidim chilkim shelofaneinu. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda olz roines amumim. Rabbi Shimon olz ein roi. But in this case, the moide she'im noilat hayoy. That if you had a bechir that was noilat in yontev, umumoy imoy, and was noilat with amum, she'zeh min amucha, she'ein bozeh mishum tikkun. That means Zevin Amuchan, it's not osar because he's a mesakin. Umishum din, and there's also no iser lechatchila to be mevaker demu. Why? Shloi hoisa boy cheskas iser meoyla, because this pcher b'shas leidosei was born a balmum. So it's not called Don Hasadin. That means the chayma of Don Hasadin and the chayma of Mesakin only applies if you had a bechayah which was once osur
And now you're being mevakel the mum, and you're saying that this is a mum, so that's called. Now you're being mater adover ha'osa, which is a choymer of donis hadin. But here, as soon as the bechayr was born, so we saw the mum, uchedemukilo lekaman kegoin diyosvi daini osa. The Gemara later says, because of a different problem, but let's not get into that problem. Now the Gemara says later, they're speaking about that the Dayonim were Bishas Maisa watching the latest Abuchayr. And before the Bechayr Yotzah Roshoy, so they saw there was a mum already. Let's say went out feet first. They saw one foot is cut off. So Memele, so this Bechayr was born, there never was an Isser. The Isser comes about on Yotzah Roshoy Verubay. And here went out the foot first, they saw a mum on the foot, they saw the foot is broken. So Lemaise, there never was an Issa on the Bechayr, they never matter it. So Memele, so this is considered like, so it's not called Dones Adin. So Memele, we'll see, Lechayre, so there's no Issa to look at this mum. And also, if they were mad, they said it's a mum, so the chalois heter is chal, and it's not considered a misak. That's what b'shovin shim noilat hu mumayimai shezemin hamuch. Now we'll see soon if it's mamish in ganz, not like donas adin, or here's a din of donas adin. Do you want to differentiate? Dorash, now we have a machlikas amiroi. Dorash Rabbe Bar Avune Noilat Hu Umumoy Imoy. This third day, if the Bechayr was Noilat in Yontif together with Amum, Mevakrin Oisai B'Yontif Lechatchila. That here Rav Shimon is Moy, the Mevakrin Oisai Lechatchila. That means that since there never was a Cheskas Issa on the Bechayr, as soon as it was born, veheteiroi imoy, so it's not called Donas Adin. It's not, Donas Adin is only if I'm mater a bechayr, which was also bachile, and I'm mater it, so that is a choymer of din. But it never had an isser achila on it, because b'shas yitziyosai mimei imoy, already they saw it samum, so never had an isser achila, so yilate bimevakel lechatchila. That's what Rabbi Bar Avuna said in Adrosh. Dorash Rabbi Bar Avuna knows him, Imai Mevakan Oise Biyontam Lechatchil. Omalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told him, you know, Abetoni, my father didn't learn like that. Im Obar, Im Ubikroi Mevuker. My father said, Pshat, that what it's shoving is in the second Aloch. That means that if he was Mevaker, so here, even though in certain instances, Rav Shimon holds that Eine Mina Mucham, that the heter is not matir the Bechayr, because it's called a Mesakin. But here, if it's since the Nebel was a Cheskas Isaramid, so Mamela, so it's not called a Mesakin. Same over Bikrei Mevuka, but to be done, they always gave the bikur mumim aloch of donas adin. That pu'ula of being done, to being done, if this is a teiras mum or not, this always says a din of donas adin. So melech atchil not allowed to be mevake, but since there never was a cheskas issa, so there it's called minamucha. That's how my father learned shat. Im over bikrei mevuka, that abrut mevake no issa lech atchil. So here we are, Machloikis, Rabbi Bar Avune and Rab Nachman's father, if the Vishovin is Afilu, or one is permitted to be Mavakir the Mum, or if only if it's Minamuch. Ona Rabbi, Kibose the Rabbi Bar Avune Mistafa. Mistafa, the way Rabbi Bar Avune said, that it's Takamut Alachatril. Midiktoni Tlosi Bobi. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe said over a baraisa of three cases. The first case was noilad by mum me'erev yontev. If there was a mum me'erev yontev, ein mevakrim oisai b'yontev. Not allowed to be mevakrim in yontev. There's a din ein mevakrim. L'chatrila hu deloy. L'chatrila not allowed to be mevakrim. But if he was mevaker, it's not called. Klasha says because it was a mesukin ktsas already by nashmoshes. Noilad by mum biyonte. That was the second case. Rab Shimon Omer ain ze min amucha. There's bebikrayim mevuka. That the diyeved dami like. But hodotoni. Then we learned this third case. B'shavim shenoilad hu mum biyimoy. Sheze min amucha. So what is this third case? So I say, if we're making three cases, I say there's three different halachas. Because it won't be three different halachas, let them pair off the first case with the third case. If the din is that aim of action, let them say the first case, noilad mumma erev yontev, noilad hu mumma yimoy, aim of action. Why does make a third case for Shalvin? Yes, that raya that here for l'chatchila. For l'chatchila now. Look the Gemara, Boki also Rabbi Shaya also Baraisi Masnisa Biyode. Rabbi Shaya brought a Baraisa, and the Baraisa says, not the way Rabbi Shimon ben Benasi said. The Baraisa says, Bein shenoilad by mum me erev yontev, u bein shenoilad by mum biyontev, chachomim oimrim ein ze min hamucha. So it comes out that ein zeh min hamucha, that Rav Shimon holds that noilad by mum be erev yomtev is also not min hamucha. That means that it's also called the mesaken. He says that's what we wanted to say before, that since if it was only mechusar ayros chochem bein hashmoshes, it's not called a mesukin. That's not true. Lamaisa, the chochem never came. In Kolzman, you don't have a chochem. It's also bachila. And now it's also to bring a chochem. So it's called, that you are mesakin, so you called you the hayroas mum is called atikah. So Rabbi Ishaya said that noilad mum erev yontev. Noilat mum biyontev is enemina muchamita, but the evid it is also. So memele, now we have a vishavim, she noilatu umumayime sheze min hamucham, means that what we said by the first two cases, it's enemina mucham, but the evid it is also. So here, if it's noilatu umumayime, but the evid it's mutter. That stems with the ainim in amuchan, shezem in amuchan. That's it. So memeil faket is a reiter Rav Nachman, not the Rabbi Baravun. Frek de gemore vele kasheha, I was Shimon ben Nasi said over a different memre. He said there's three cases. Rav Shimon ben Nasi said that it's ein mevakrin, if it's noilad mumoy be'erev yontev. And then it's noilad be'yontev, it's namin amuchon, and here it's shoven. So Rav Shimon ben Nasi said there's three cases. I mean, so you beat me, Rabbi Shai. Rav Shimon ben Nasi said, it is a. So the Gemara says, ahi ada ba'uchmi de meshabish beton. This first memre of that they were saying over Rav Shimon ben Nasi, this is a baraisa which was said over from Abe Ade Ba'uchmi. Ade Ba'uchmi had a reputation, a track record of a Meshabish. He used to not say over things correctly. So Memele, so that first Baraisa is not for Leslich. So for Kelsa Mestama Rabbi Shaya, that was Rabbi Shaya said, that's the correct din. So Fakert, so comes out that's the loche taket. So noilad mum erev yontev, noilad mum biyontev. That's called enemy namuchan, because it had both cases. It had a cheskasisa, so it's called you call it mesakim. Mashein came by noilad tuva mumayimoy. So since they never had a cheskasisa, so lachatchili not allowed to be mevaker, because it also falls into the category of donas adin. But it's not called a Mesakin since it never was a Cheskes Issa. Let us see Rashi. Abetoni al oviv koma. Mevuker v'shoichtei lechatchile. Kebosai de rabbe that's v'shoichtei. Then you're allowed to shechtei lechatchile. You're allowed to be that not you're allowed to be mevake lechatchile. You're allowed to shechtei lechatchile. Kebosai de rabbe mistavre. And Abai said, no, mistavre, not like Abnachman's father, but like rabbe, the lechatchile shori to be mevake. Bidiktori lo betlosa bovi. Bebraise de lal betrafshime memenashe. We learned, if noilad mo mimer abion tere mevakrim, lechatchile mashma. Ein ze min amuchan mashma feludi ebedei neyachon. Boi, some of the loshness mashma, boi mit de palgino de trei bobi. So Kuvitz weiss, there's two different halachas. It would be the same halacha. So why did he divide it into two bobis? She ze min amuchan afilu lechatchile koma. So the mailer, the third bobe that says she's I mean a muchan lechulakam the muchan levakre. It's only muchan to shecht. It's muchan levakre. Did the ebed come on my muchan leshachte come on my palgina letlosi bobe? This nai ilach safe. Ba'ad areisha belaravina belisnina ochi noilad by mumay erev yonte. Aisha noilad who a mumay ima imavakre noisi beyonte. Blava mashma chatchilu udoloi. Or the ebed shapir domi. I see Masnisa Biyodi Garcina, Chachamim Moimim Einzem in Amuchan, Afilu Diyebet. Here, this Paraisa says that Afilu was Noilad Mume Erev Yontev, it's Einzem in Amuchan. Vor Abshimin, the Shmin Elei Ein Royim Mume. The Kivin the Ba'anach Tarti Ori Vetoni Lohu, that Sai by Noilad Mume Be Erev Yontev. Noilad Mume Be Yontev, it says Einzem in Amuchan. Ikala Meima, the Noilad Hu Umumoy, Imai the shari the yevet koma fakert. That's einim in amuchem. That'll be the yevet. It's also lishchay. So umin amuchem, but the yevet you're allowed to shecht. Kerav nachman. Because shel abaye the sayil rabbi baravun nemeach. Like the gemara about lakasha ahivil el the mesayil el rabbi. V'hai minayi samchinim. How do you know to rely more on Rabbi Shaydan Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe? Ahidel el ada ba'uchmu chocham echot shoyu makirim boi shoyu geiris mishnayis u'mishakeyach u'mishapsho. Let's go a little further. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman ba'yitzok masnisen namidayke. From our Mishnah, there's also a raya to Rav Ishaya. That noilad mum me'erev yontev is einem in amuchan. The Ktoni, it says in our Mishnah Rav Shimon Oimer, Kol she'ein mumoy niker me'erev yontev. If the mum was not niker me'erev yontev, ein ze min amuchon, so the male satulad u'mavake yontev, he's not allowed to eat it. My ein mumoy niker. Ilay me'shein mumoy niker klal, it didn't have a mum. Pshit tzricha le'meimer. So my male sarashi says pshat. That's, but if it didn't have a mum, so Rabbi Yud is also moide in such a case. If it didn't have a mum erev yonte, so it comes out it was mukte. So Mamel Rabbi Yud is also moide. So what is Rabbi Shimon saying different than Rabbi Yud? In this case, Rabbi Yud is also moide. So at kocho, he wants to be choylik on Rabbi Yud, and Rabbi Yud holds it's kosher. Ella the loy, is chazi lechochem erav yonta. Kol shei mum meinikem erav yonta means it had a mum, but there was no hayro on the mum erav yonta. Imum kavu imum oiva. That is pshat in the Mishnah. So in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that loy nesam mum in beyonta from Patek. And in this case, Rabbi Shimon says that einim in amumcha, einim in amuchon, that means ein royin es a mumin, and if he saw it, it doesn't become uta. Tani mi is ein zemin amuchon, so it says that noilad mum erev yontev doesn't become uta. That's mamish like Abishai said, shma mino. Let us see Rashi. Deike kahach da'ai si Rabbi Shai, I'll bring you a raya like Rabbi Shai said. Ineime she'ein mumay niker me'es me'klal, what a shloi hoya boy she'em mumay didn't have a mum. Tzricha le'meime, b'tmiye, b'chitzore, choy Rav Shimon lo'yme, Rav Yudah b'amal hokusay kein, but I hold it's also, v'aloi Rav Yudah is le'mukze. נגד הרואי אמום מנסביר אלי, היי מי יאוס לדמוקצו, ערב יונטה ודיטנה ואמום, so lei asach a daite bechlal will be able to eat it in yonder they'll get a mum so rabbi was also my did at it so ein ze min a mochen a lo die mit a mas da koch a gaf be shonum shnel so now we see ein ze min a mochen means that a fill a noy that mum me mer of yonte it's also bachila mas da koch a gaf be shonum shnel tu um mum me in mai she ze min a mochen be die mit koma. So this is b'diyevet. I mean, they said that the first location is ainu min hamuchan. This is min hamuchan that b'diyevet imava b'kray b'muk. Now let us see Tosfos and Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis. B'chayer shenofal leboyer. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. So first Tosfos brings down Shitas Rashi. Nirali the Ma'iri b'b'chayer shoyer b'imum kavua me'esmer. We're speaking about a b'chayr that had a mum kavua me'esmer, ach shaloi pera l'chocha mi'ba'idyay. It was not shown to a chocha. Di nofal bei mum b'yonta, because if it's speaking about that the mum was noilet b'yonta, v'adi l'ha b'shori rabbi yudit, ava mukta machmasisa, that means erev yonta, it was a b'chayr tam, so it's also b'achila, so he was makta daite mi'la'ochli, now he'll eat a b'chayr tam. And now it's got a mum, so that's a mukse. Lavadaiti alay me'esmo. Rabbi Yehuda is lay mukse. So how? So it can't be speaking about that I got a mum in yonta. V'ohi koma. B'chayr shenofal boy mum. A b'chayr shenofal boy mum. Ach, there was a mum erev yonta. Ach, sheloi hero l'chocham mi bo'idye. But it was not shown to achoch. V'nofal l'ber b'yonta. Yered a mumche. The Royan Mumin Beyonta Sula Rabbi. Rabbi the whole year allowed to be Mabaka Mumin in Yonta. So Mamela, so there's no Shaila. That means Mukta it is not because he knew Erev Yonta if there's a Mum here and you just have to get a Ros Chocham. So he wasn't Messiah Das from Shechting this Bukhair. He knew this a potential he might be able to Shech the Bukhair as long as he gets a hold of a Chocham. Shimon Omer Einzem min Hamucham. So Rashi said, Al Kochoch Leiboy Lameima Deinzem min Hamucham Shemukze. You can't say Rab Shimon holds its Mukze, the Rab Shimon less Lei Mukze. Rab Shimon doesn't hold of Mukze. Elohochi Perushe. Kol She'ein Mumoy Niker. That Rab Shimon holds, if the Mum was a Niker Erev Yontem, Shle Ra'o Chochame Erev Yontem, we don't know if it's a mum kavua or not. So the heter is not a heter. It's not muchen to be matter in yontif. Then loy mum be yontif. V'taim emishum denire kemesakin oy kidon esadin shu osa mishum shvus ad kan peirishashi. So Tosfos said against in Rashi that there one of two reasons why it's osa, or because it's nirik misakin, or it's don esadin. V'koshe ve'ein ze min hamuchan mashme da'filu bikrei chocham kiven sheloi noida shehumum kavua me'esma oisa rab shimin l'perish hakuntres mashme davke de'ein noi Muchon lahapsha lechatril or the Ebed Shapir Dov. Now, we have here Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi, especially with his Anoi, let's say Don Esadin, that you're not allowed to be Mevaker Amum because it's like Don Esadin. No, finish though. So you're not allowed to. So you're not allowed to do it. It's not Muchon to be Masheret. You're not allowed to be Masheret. But Tosfos understood als Alocha Don Esadin, so good, he was Oiva Nisar, he was Oiva Rashvus, but that doesn't take away the heter of that was Chal after he said that it's a mum, so it should become mutter. And Tosfos learns all the Isar is Nirik and Mesakne, so that's also an Isar Lechatchila to be Mevaker. But B'dieved, if he was mevaker, he was Eva Nisa, but the Bukhir gets a din of a mevaker, and it's mutalishchay. Bekitzer, Tosfos understood Rashi, that Rashi holds, according to Rav Shimon, that there's only one din, in Roin Mumim Beyonte. But if he was Mevakeh the Mum, but the Yevet will be Mutter. The Marsho and the Chofeyim at base is Ma'irer on Tosfos. He says he doesn't understand why Tosfos understood this Pshat and Rashi. I mean, we have on and that Chavova Medbeis we learned, we had over here, Afilu Rav Shimon ben Menasye, Vishav, we had Rav Shimon ben Menasye, Ein Zemin Amuchim, so Rashi says, but the evidence also no good. Rashi says, if it's a called a Mesakin, Rashi differentiated between Neulat Mumay Me'erev Yontif, that's called, it's called Liyas Mesakin, it's not a Mesakin. Of Neulat Mumay Beyontif, Rashi says, it's a Mesakin, and B'diyevet, it's also. I mean, she's a claw. It's a Mesakin Legamre, but I feel over a Bikre Lo Yishrei. I mean, Rashi says, claw, according to Rav Shimon, that if it's an emes a Mesakin, it's also Bachila. So the Masha and the Meiri also brings down from Rashi that Rashi held that B'diyevet, you're not allowed to shecht it. But Tosfos al Kaponim understood from Rashi, that's the Masha Sa'ora and Tosfos, why Tosfos said such a pshat in Rashi. But Kaponim, Tosfos understood according to Rashi, that with the Eved, it will be kosher afilu according to Rav Shimon. So Tosfos says, the Loshon is not mashma like that, for kosher, the ain't zemin amucha, mashma, it doesn't become mutter. Kimish loy noida shehu mum kavua me esmel oisa Rav Shimon. Ulapeira shakutris mashme. Davke deine mucham lahashe lechatchila. It's not, you can't be mashered lechatchila because it's neither kemesaken or don't as it is, but the yevet is a gebichal, or the yevet shapir don. So, he says, so the way Tosfos assumed Pshat and Rashi that it's only a Dil Chatrila, so Tosfos says, from the Loshon is Mashma, that Philip B'diyevet, it's also not Mesuk. Void Kosh. The B'Shabbos Muchach Behegye B'Peire Kire. The Mitam Mukze Koma. Now, this is a Shreklach Akash and Rashi. And if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara seems to say clearly that according to Rav Shimon, the reason it's not allowed to shecht it is because it was muktzeh. The Porech Mehoche in the Gemara over there asks Astire in Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon is like muktzeh. Here we see Rav Shimon holds of muktzeh. That means if the Chochom was Mavaker Amum in Yontif, so Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to shecht it because it's muktzeh, because until now it wasn't chozi l'achila. In fact, the Gemara v'oles lei muktzeh l'Rav Shimon. So there's a whole shakla v'talya in the Gemara where he does hold muktzeh, where he doesn't hold muktzeh. But you have an often a Gemara that the reason any min ha-mukhim is because of muktzeh. L'chein nirali demita muktzeh koma. Not the way Rashi says. That Eini Min HaMuchan means Take, it's Asa Bachila. And why is it Asa Bachila? Because it's Mukta. Vafilo Ova Ubikroi. We call Mokim Asa Misha Mukta. That means Erev Yontif, it wasn't Oimit to be eaten. So it wasn't Nami HaMuchan. Upligi, in the whole Machloikis is Beroyin Mumin. That's one Machloikis. That's one machlekes. Vigam pligi bimukze. Is it mukze? Mi yeture diktoni einza min hamucha. That means Rav Shimon said, the Rav Yehuda says, yeired mumche veyire. So that's, he says, you're allowed to be mevaker the moment. And Rav Shimon said, einza min hamucha, so he's being moisev. Not only I hold, you're not allowed to be mevaker, but if he was mevaker, it doesn't become mutter. Behold, the poor chachi big mother lifluku beroyim mumim ba'alma. That's loyim loynofo lebu leboyer oloyim kalish and the masnis and the mukze. That means that what the Gemara says that there should only be a machlinkus by loyim mumim. That means why do you have to speak about those nofo leboyer? But Rayim Mumim means is Machlokes B'Rayim Mumim, and there's also Machlokes if he was Mevakiret, does it become Mutter? According to Rabshim, doesn't become Mutter Alf Mukze. V'chein od the Koma B'Gmore Ma'ad the Taim Akiven the Dati Lave Nishchetei Kamash Malom. The Gemara says pshat in the v'imlav lo yishchay. So the Gemara says it's speaking about that erev yontev there was a mum oiver, and in yontev it became a mum kavua. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is osa. Kamash malon it's osa. That's a loyim the osa mishemukze. Afilu in bikre b'diavet. After Rabbi Yehuda, kimish lo haye by mum kavua meyasma. So Taisvah says that means that just like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Roim as a Mumin, but Rabbi Yehuda says if the Mum was Noilad Biyontev, and Erev Yontev was only a Mum Oida, it is Mukze. So Rab Shimon, and it's also B'diyevet, so Rab Shimon, who asers Afilu, there was a Mum Kavu Erev Yontev, so it's also that, forget, he holds the laws of Mum Kavua of Yontev, it's also Mukta. You say it's Mukta only when there was Noilad Amum Oiver Erev Yontev. I say it's Mukta if it was Noilad Amum Kavua if it wasn't Nikah to Achor. The Intaima, that Isa says, good, I have a Gemara that says it's also Mukta. But Rashi says, B'chol HaShas, Rab Shimon doesn't hold Mukze, and Rab Yehuda does hold Mukze. Now the way Taisvus is saying it, it's when the half of it's punfakert, Rab Shimon holds Mukze, Rab Yehuda doesn't hold Mukze. Taim HaMashman, the B'chol Duchte, Mach Me Rab Yehuda, Tvei B'Mukze Me Rab Shimon. That's Taisvus Kasha. V'yesh Loimar, the Taim Rabbe Islay. There's a miracle reason why this case is different. Hoyo the Svira Lay, the Royim Mumim V'yom. Rabbi Yehuda holds Rayim Mumim Biyontev. Biyodua, and we found out now, Shemum Kavua Hoya Meyes. What that means, the prayer had a Mum Erev Yontev. We didn't have a Hiro on the Mum. Now, Chochem comes in Yontev, and he says, no, that Mum is a Mum Kavua. In Kain Ein Kam Mukze. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Mukze, it's a Meyes Mudati Alavik. That means Erev Yontev. He sees there's a mum. He can paskin, but he can get someone to look at it. So zichet daite alave to shecht an yontav. I'll get a hold of a chacham and a chacham will say it's a mum. So al shecht an yontav was daite alave. There was no haktzo. Ah, vol Rab Shimon isli de ein royin mum. Rab Shimon holds ein royin mum. So according to Rab Shimon, he had a mum erev yontav. So what's gonna be now? So, but he didn't get a chacham erev yontav to look at it. In Yontev, you're not allowed to look at it. So, Memele, who would have a Havamin that will find a Chocham, there'll be a Shegetz. We have to have a Mumche that you need a Mumche, and he has to be Oyver Anissa. Because the Loch is Ein Royin Mumin. The Loch is that Ein Royin Mumin. So, he didn't ever have a Havamin that'll find a Mumche that will be over on Isra the Rabbonon, and will be Roy the Mum. So the Maise, he was Messiah Das. He was Messiah Das from using this behemoth. Dann hat sich gemacht, dass getroffen als Amin Chocham, was Mevakir this Mum. So a Meile, so it's Mukze. Ilkach lav daite yelave me esme. Okay, no, so I feel I'm big Roy Bediyah. So we have here a Yesodistic Machloikis between Rashi and Taisvis. Why, according to Rab Shimon, it is also B'diyevet in Bikroi? Rashi holds that he's Nirik and Misakin, and they said the Heter is in Chal. And Taisvis says, because he holds Ein Royin, automatically, it's Asir Daite, and Memela it's Muktzeh. Now, the Mephoshim explained, according to Taisvus, we had a member of Rab Shimon ben Menasye. Rab Shimon ben Menasye differentiated between Noilad Mumay Me'erev Yontev and Noilad Mumay Be'yontev. Noilad Mumay Be'erev Yontev. So you're not allowed to be Mevakeh, but Be'yavet, it's bemukia. Amuni biyontes, it's the evidence enemy namuchan. So Rashi explained lishitos, right? Rashi explained leilu mumer of yontes, it's cool, there wasn't a sukkah already, bein ashmoshes. It's only mechusar achochem, achochem luchayr could come, so it's called mesukin. Elmumi biyontes, it's, it was a cheskas lisel till yontes, and now it's called a mesakin. But according to Taisvis, Taisvis says that the reason it's enim in the Muslim is because of mukze, that means that it's mukze, so what is the difference of neulad mumi erev yontev, neulad mumi biyontev? So, Tachsumir, the Meiri, or others say pshat, that according to Taib Emerson, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, which is very passive over here. The Gemara in Shabbos explains that the Gemara asks, according to Rav Shimon, why is it mukze? Taisi brought down the beginning of the Gemara. Rav Shimon doesn't know mukze. Why is it mukze? So the Gemara explains the three miyemas. The Gemara is speaking about a b'chir tam. Who says b'chlal will get a mum in yomtev? Number one. Number two, if he'll get a mum, who says he'll be a mum kavua? And number three, if he'll be a mum kavua, who says he'll get a chacham that will be matarit? B'isa. So there's three miyema. Listen, so yizicha asach daito. To think that all these three things should happen, should be able to shecht it, faltam nishtarayin in chol. So we see as follows, that if it was noilad amum biyontev, there's a three miyemes. Miyemes sheyoilad mum, sheyabolad lay mum, sheyeh mum kavua, sheyitzachochem sheyatiranu. So mamela, so noilad mum biyontev, the zicha is masir das, from using this bukhay. Noilad mum be'erev yontev, so the first two miyemes fall off. I mean, so he has a mum. There's a mum here already. Lamaisa was a mum kavua. So there's only one miyema who says he'll find a talmud chochem that'll be matarit. So memela Rav Shimon ben Menasya held that on one miyema, it's not according to Rav Shimon, is Yoshim and Mitzapa. Rav Shimon ba'al betochem. Three miyemas came in the Zayin ba'al betochem. So there was not asach daite from ever using this bechel. One miyema ramum eshein do that nuchtrefen at talmud chacham. The sepayvus are nisah the rabbono. No, that's not a very disnish egvel. So that's what Rav Shimon ben Menashe held. Rav Shimon ben Menashe held leilad mum erev yontev. Leilad mum erev yontev is since it's only one miyema. Rav Shimon holds in yoshev and mitzape. Rot betochen, you see that Messiah das yet. Neulad mum biyontev, there's three miyemels. So there, Rav Shimon holds that it is not mukze. It is mukze, I'm sorry. Neulad mum biyontev is mukze. Now this machloikis of Rashi and Tosis is moirdik negeya now, the next Gemara we're going to learn. Boi minei Rav Hillel merot. This is a hemshech of the previous Gemara. But now we're going into a new shaila, and the Gemara will be mekasher it to the previous Gemara. Boi minei Hillel merove, yesh mukze lachatzi Shabbos, oi ein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. Is there a inyan of mukze for a half a Shabbos? So the Gemara says, hey chidomi, what do you mean? Either achsi bein hashmoshes, if you have something that was roi bein hashmoshes. So it's roi bein hashmoshes. Achsi, so it's roi for the whole Shabbos already. Either loi achsi, if it wasn't roi bein hashmoshes, that means with chilas knisis hayoim, it wasn't min amuchon. It's loi achsi. So it wasn't roi, so memela, so it's mukta the whole Shabbos. Either it's not, what's your case of a mukta lachsi Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Loi tzriche da achsi. No, the beginning of Shabbos, it was roi. So it was minamuchan. Vahoder itchi. And then in the middle of Shabbos, it became unedible. Vahoder achsi. And then later it became tzrik roi. So now the shaila is, that means after it became tzrik roi, I say, since there was a man in Yom Tov that it was Einim in Amuchon, wasn't Roy, so that remains a filo, it becomes Sirik Roy, but it loses the Din Muchon already. It's a Machal, that's not Muchon. But the Rav Shinei, that's only a Din Betchilas HaShabbos. If it wasn't Roy Betchilas HaShabbos, it's not called Min Amuchon. Betchilas HaShabbos was Roy, then it became Eini Roy, so Kozman it's Eini Roy, it's Mukze, it becomes Sirik Roy, it becomes Roy's Mukze. Omalei, so he answered him, Yesh Mukze. No, it became in the middle Ein Eroi, it's called, it so becomes Osa Afilu, it becomes later Eroi. Let us see Rashi. Yesh Mukze Lachzi Shabbos, Mishum Chatzi Shabbos. Is it there a Mukze because of a half a Shabbos? Im Mukze Bechetshoi, we have a Mukze Lekuli Shabbos Eloi. Moses Hechidom, Michdei Stam Mukze, Hainu Groigris, Utsmukim, Shamalo Eisen, Amanas Liavsh. That's the normal tier of Mukze, that a person was Makze Daitoi to use them. Umakze Eisen Lekat. That means if he wants to dry them, they become unedible till they become completely dry, and he put them up Liavsh, so he has no intentions of eating them Shabbos. If it's speaking about that these groigers are smoking on the siabish by nashmoshes, achso, they kind of fill a chatzi shabbos back to a cloth. So there's no haktzor whatsoever, so it's mucha. Vidaloi arzu beina shmoshes vada yasura. The ein kan achone mi ba'oidyoy. So it wasn't mucha mi ba'oidyoy. Umam de islay mukte achone mi ba'oidyoy boy kedersiv ba'yoyim ashishi ve'chino eis asher yavi. This is a yisaidistik Rashi. Here, Rashi tells us, Rashi is Malkiv, the posik, Vechino, this is a posik, Vechino Shasha Yavil, and Rashi is telling us this is the Makir of Mukze. That's where we hear the face of Shishonim, that Mukze is as a Kaina and a Raisa. That the Makir of Mukze is that one is permitted to eat, Erev in Shabbos, something that was mucham mi ba'oid yoyim to be eaten. So memeila, if it wasn't chozi betchilas ha-Shabbos, wasn't mucham, it wasn't mucham, you're calling it mucham the things, that was mucham mi ba'oid yoyim. This was mucham mi ba'oid yoyim. Leitzriche, the orso bein ashmoshes, it was chazal ben Hashmoshes, vitchu b'shabbos, shenofel oleim k'shomim, v'tofchu, and it blew up, it got full of water, v'hoda arsu she'shosfosu na'shemesh, v'kami boilon, achshayta diskatsu mi'osru l'kulo yoyim ha'eloi,